You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Who's Jesus? Who is he? What are his titles? Who does the Bible say he is? What is he going to accomplish? What has he already accomplished? Can you show me in the Bible where these things are? That's what we're going through. Just scratching the surface. Just talking a little bit. He's the Alpha and the Omega. Revelation 22:12 says, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." You know, he's the Aleph and the Tav from the Old Testament. And in Greek, since the New Testament was written in Greek, it's the first and the last letter of the Greek alphabet, the Aleph and the Alpha and the Omega. In Hebrew, it's the Aleph and the Tav. Now, if you take a look in the Bible, in Hebrew, and you'll see these two letters together, and it, well, it's not really like a preface to a word, but it's the identifier of the main point in the subject, and God created the heavens and the earth. So it's, you know, Aleph Tav and then God's name. So it identifies the person, the importance or the thing that it's actually talking about. It's like a beacon, a light, an arrow pointing to it. And that's what Jesus is. He's also the I Am. He declared himself to be the God of the Old Testament that appeared to Moses. In John 8:58, Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." And in Exodus 3:14, God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you." So Jesus himself was the God that dwelt with Israel. You know, the Bible tells us nobody can look at the Father and live, but yet somebody dealt with Moses, dealt with Israel. It tells us in the New Testament that Jesus was the rock out in the wilderness that gave them water. He was there with Israel in the wilderness. He's the bread of life, John 6:35, and Jesus said to them, "I'm the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, but he who believes in me shall never thirst." He's our sustenance. We need him more than we need food and water, but unfortunately, a lot of people don't treat him like that. A lot of people don't put that kind of importance on him, and a lot of people just don't flat outright believe it. He's the bridegroom. Understanding Jesus as the bridegroom and the church as the bride reveals a special relationship that we have with him. We're bound to each other with a covenant that can't be broken. Matthew 9:15, and Jesus said to them, "Can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast." He is our bridegroom. We're betrothed to him.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.